Turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
第十一节到第十六节。
Verse 11 to 16.
以弗所书第四章十一节到第十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 16.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的乏俗，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于严守基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，白节隔岸隔直，照做白个体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。我们再来看哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章第一节
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1
到第四节
to verse 4。
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们，那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，按照世人的样子行吗？有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属阿波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？圣经就暂时念到这里。
We'll stop here.
我们今天暂时不按照黑板上讲。
Today we won't go according to the outline on the board.
因为昨天晚上那个题目还没有讲完。
Because I had not finished on last night's topic.
我觉得那是非常重要的一个题目。
I felt it was a very important topic.
今天所讲的是教会组织建造的方式是比较外面一点。
Today's topic is the organization of the church, the way to do it, and that seems to be more outward.
我们要在每一个地方建立教会，最重要的就是里面的实际。
The most important thing in building a church is what is inside.
我们千万不要忘记，这里所读的圣经是我们最好的指标。
Let us not forget what we've just read. That is the best guidance.
要我们知道到底怎么是一个理想的教会。
So we can know what is an ideal church.
理想的教会就是成为基督的身体。
The ideal church is to become a body of Christ.
我们建立教会就是要建立基督的身体。
To build up the church is to build up a body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹真是有一个肢体的感觉在教会之中。
All the brothers and sisters must have the feeling of belonging to a body in the church.
让人看见一个属灵的生命在教会里。
To let people see this spiritual life that is in the church.
那么为要达到这个目的，
In order to achieve this purpose,
我们每一个人都要认识神的儿子。
We must all know God's Son.
所以这里说我们众人在真道上同归于一。
That's why it says all of us must become one in the truth.
这一个就是大家都以认识神儿子做他生活的目标。
That is to say all of us use as knowing God's Son as our purpose.
以至于让我们每一个人藉着教会，我们的生命成长。满有基督耶稣长成的圣量。
So through the church, we can grow into the body of Jesus Christ.
如果我们在教会里 道理听得很多。
If we've listened to a lot of sermons in the church,
我们的侍奉活动也很多。
Maybe our activities is a lot too.
但我们在认识神的儿子上没有长进。
But we don't grow in knowing the God's Son.
我们自己的生命没有越来越像基督。
Our lives don't become more and more like Christ.
教会就成为我们的重担。
The church will then become our burden.
我们慢慢就会非常的厌烦教会一切的活动。
Gradually, we get sick and tired of the activities in the church.
这样子的教会也容易发生问题。
This kind of church will have problems.
好像世界的团体一样。
It'll be just like a worldly organization.
虽然我们都有基督的生命。
Or even though we have Christ's life.
但是我们的生命一直停留在婴孩的阶段。
But our lives is always at the infancy stage.
这婴孩的阶段就跟世人差不多。
And that kind of stage is just like anybody in the world.
那就是我们刚刚念的《哥林多前书》第四章所说的。
That was what we just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
所以就有分门别类不能合一的现象。
So then we break into different groups and we cannot be united.
并且这个教会就没有方向。
And this church will not have a direction
either. 因为一个小孩子就容易受异教之风飘来飘去。
Because a little kid is easy to be swayed to and fro.
所以什么道理都不能分辨。
And he cannot distinguish what's true and what's not.
以至于走入到错误里面自己还不觉得。
And even though he's gone on the wrong way, he still doesn't know.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在教会里面，让我们每一个人追求生命的长进。
Brothers and sisters, let us pursue after the growth in life in the church.
那么我们怎么能够达到这个途径呢？
How can we attain this path?
那这里告诉我们有两方面的注意。
Here there's two things to emphasize.
我们首先要注意上下的关系。
We must first emphasize the vertical relationship.
那这里十五节说，
verse 15.
那用唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Verse 15 says, Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ.
我们每一个人来到教会里面都有与神之间直接的关系。
Anybody who comes into church must have a direct relationship with God.
这里讲到基督是教会的元首。
Here it says, Christ is the head of the church.
这个话是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
这里有两方面的意思。
There's two meanings to it.
就是说我们一切活动的开始是耶稣基督。
That is to say, all the beginning of our activities is Christ Jesus.
我为什么到这个教会来？
Why did I come to this church?
不是我自己喜欢来。
It's not because I want to come.
不是这个教会和我的心意和我的背景而来。
Not because this church matches my background or my intention, so I come.
乃是我祷告了以后觉得神把我带到这里来。
Should be because that I prayed and God led me to this church.
我们为什么开始这个工作？
Why did we start this work?
不是说我们这里缺少一个中国教会，大家在一起礼拜天碰碰头是很快乐。
Not because we lack a Chinese church here, so all the Chinese should get together every week and are very happy together.
你看别的人都有自己的团体，我们也来个团体啊，大家聚一聚。
So you see, everybody else have their own groups. Let's start a group too.
那这样子一个动机虽然好，但是不是教会的动机。
This kind of motive may be well-meaning, but it's not the motives of the church.
我们必须在每一个新的工作开始之前，没认定神有这个意思要我们开始。
Before we start a new work, we must clearly recognize that God wants us to do it, so we do it.
如果能够有这样共同的领受，
If we can have this mutual understanding,
我们就有一个牢不可破的根基。
Then we'll have a firm foundation.
圣经里讲到主耶稣基督有很多的名称。
The Bible refers to Jesus Christ in a lot of different words.
他是Alpha, 他也是 Omega.
He is the Alpha, he is the Omega.
他开始，他一定成终。
When he starts something, he will finish it too.
所以这是我们做任何工作成功的秘诀。
That is the secret to our success in doing anything.
如果一件事情神要你开始，你不要担心，一定可以成功的。
If the certain work God wants you to start it, don't give up because you will be able to finish it.
他用全能的命令托住万有。
His all-powering command will bring up everything.
那你行走在他命令里啊，他的一切的全能要托住你。
If you walk in His command, then all His power will support you.
所以这个事情哪能够不成功呢？
So how can you not succeed in that thing?
那这里讲到我自己啊，去教会工作的时候，神忽然之间把这一个奥秘密啊指示给我。
So when I was working in the church, all of a sudden God let me know of this secret.
在1969年到波士顿去开荒建立教会。
In 1969, I went to Boston to start a church.
我说主啊，根本我也不要来的，你要我来。
I said, God, I didn't want to come, but you had me come anyway.
这个地方的人呢，头都很大的。
People here are so big-headed.
那我怎么能够成功呢？
How can I even succeed?
怎么能够不枉然的奔跑呢？
How can I not waste my time?
忽然之间神就启示我说，你要跟他们讲清楚啊，你们到底为什么到这里来。
But all of a sudden God wanted me to say, you must tell them why they came.
你要让他们知道有同样的感动啊，神带他来啊，那这些人就是靠得住的。
So you must let them know that since they have the same moving inside to bring them here, those people are trustworthy.
所以后来我们开始交通的时候，我就按照神的感动就讲了几句话。
So when we first started having fellowship, according to God's moving in me, I start talking.
我说弟兄姊妹啊，我不是你们请来的。
I said, brothers and sisters, I'm not here because you asked me to come.
我盼望将来我们成立教会啊，你也不是我请来的。
I hope that in the future when we start the church, you will not come because I asked you to come.
我们大家都是神请来的。
We're all here because God wanted us to come.
这个神请来了，你来了，你要向神负责；你走了，你要向神负责。
So if God asks you to come, then you come, you're responsible to God, and you go, you're responsible to God too.
我说我来了，神一定负我责；我要是乱跑了，神一定要向我，要使我向他负责。
So I said, if I come and go, God is also responsible for that too.
所以这样子一谈妥了之后啊，这些来的人呢、我就知道神要负责。
So.After that, I looked down and I noticed that those people who come, God will be responsible.
那我们是不是每一件事情都是如此啊？
Do we do everything in this way?
在教会里面常常有证婚的事。
There's a lot of marriage ceremonies in the church.
证婚之前我们有婚前的谈话。
So before the ceremony, we have a certain time for counseling.
常常把这些要结婚的人找得来，问他三个问题。
So we ask the couple to come and we ask them three questions.
第一个问题，你们为什么要结婚？
First question, why are you marrying?
那么他们男的女的都说，这是神的旨意。
And the couple will always answer saying, it's God's will.
我说好，神的旨意。我就说既然是神的旨意，是不是神给你预备的对方都是最好的？
So then the second question is, since it's God's will, then is the other side that God's prepared for you the best?
你心里面是不是觉得全世界神捡来捡去啊，就是他最好？
Do you feel that you've picked everybody around the world and he or she is the best?
你一想到这件事啊，你就为对方感谢，欢喜得不得了。
Every time you think about it, you will be thankful and be very happy because of the other side.
一问啊，他们的表情不是很自然。
Once I ask them a question, they start changing color in the face.
我知道他们说找不到更好的嘛，就这个了。
They may say, well, I can't find anybody better, so maybe that's the one.
那我说如果你有这个思想啊，你结婚之前你都不快乐，都不是最满意，你以后问题多多。
If you have this kind of thoughts, then even if you can't be happy right now, then later on after you're married, you're going to have more problems.
所以你们要回去啊，要祷告啊，你说这是神的旨意，虽然全世界好的女人很多，只有这个是最好，对于我是最好的，我要感谢你。
So, I ask them, you must go back to pray and say,even though there's a lot of good people in the world, but praise the Lord, that one's the best for me.
你要从心里为这个当作最好的礼物来接受啊，你以后啊，你才知道怎么能够来宝贝你的妻子或者你的丈夫。
You must treat your wife or your husband as the most precious gift.
要把这个根基要打牢。
So that you can have a firm foundation.
那至于第二个、第三个问题怎么样，现在不说了。
regarding the second and third question, I won't mention it here.
为什么？因为这里讲到根基的问题。
Because here we talked about foundation.
通常有这样一个了解之后呢，我们这个人与人的关系啊，就建立在这个磐石上。
After you have this foundation, then you can build up the human relationships on it.
所以圣经里说，它不但是原始，它也是那个教会的房角石。
Not only is he the beginning of the church, he is also the foundation, the cornerstone of the church.
这个房角石是什么意思呢？
What is the cornerstone?
那就是盖房子的时候第一块放下去的石头。
That is the first stone that is put down when you start building.
这一块石头一放下去，不但是那个重量啊，这个很持重的所在啊，并且是定这个房子方向的一块石头。
That stone not only is the heaviest of them all, but it also determines the direction of the building.
那么谁是房角石呢？基督耶稣就是房角石。
Who is that cornerstone? It's Jesus Christ.
那我看见教会里头是不是使徒行传记载每一个新的工作开始都是神给他开始。
In the Acts of the Apostles, every new beginning of a church is always God as the beginning.
你比如说五旬节是神开始的。
See, the Pentecost started by God.
那向外邦人传福音也是神开始的。
God also started the ministry to the Gentiles.
那么这个宣道的活动也是神开始的。
And sending missionaries out was also started by God.
那么神一开始，人家顺服呢，那神的神迹大能就会随着他。
And if God starts something and man is willing to go through with it, then miracles will happen.
因此在成立教会的时候，开始一个工作的时候，弟兄姊妹一定要好好的祷告。
So when you're starting a work, first of all, you must pray.
越知道我们内心里的把握，这是神要我们做的，我们再开步往前走。
Until you can firmly grasp in your heart that it is God who wants you to start it, then you start it.
至于说到连于严守的第二个意思是什么呢？
What is then the second meaning of to be united with our head, Christ?
他是我们的元首，是我们的领袖。
He is then our head, he is our Commander.
他是我们那最高的权威，我们应该效忠的对象。
He is our highest authority. He is the person we should be most faithful to.
所以，这样子的态度是我们永远的服他，敬畏他。
So with this attitude, we can always submit ourselves before him.
我们知道人与人呢在一起难处啊，就是个人有个人的脾气。
We know that to live with other people, we have different temperaments.
那这里要与人相处的好呢，我们常说要找一些没有脾气的人是最好。
So in order to live well with other people, we say we must find people who don't have a temper.
常常是没有脾气的人也不大有用处的人。
But a lot of times people don't have much temper, don't have much use either.
所以这样的人在一起啊，做不出什么事情来。
So when these people get together, there can't be much done.
都是你好我好他好，什么东西都好。
So also you're okay, he's okay, everything's okay.
那这样子的人那只是成为教会的一种人，不是丰富的一个教会。
This kind of people would just become one kind of people in the church, and it won't be abundant.
你看主所使用的仆人，哪一个是没有他特殊的性格？
Look at the servants used by God. All of them have their own separate temperaments.
那有哪一个不是有很坚强的性格？
Every one of them has strong characteristics.
可是奇妙，他们都有一个共同点，都能够服主。
It's amazing. They have one common point that they're willing to submit.
他什么人不服，但是一讲到主，他一定服。
They may not submit to anybody else, but once it comes to Christ,
那这个你看，彼得就是如此。
Peter is like that.
那一听见是主啊，他的魂游向外。
Once he hears it's the Lord, then he loses all senses.
他不是跳海啊，就是快跑。
He either runs or he jumps in the sea and swims.
他要么就是本来是夸夸其词的，马上就说主啊，连头连脚都要洗过来。他要神主耶稣跟他洗头，也要洗脚。
He wants Christ to wash his head and his feet too.
他全身都要给主洗过。
He wants to be clean.
这些人他都是对于主有一个很自然的服的态度。
All these people have naturally submissive hearts to the Lord.
这种人呢，就能够成为最好的同工。
These people can be the best co-workers.
这一次的弟兄姊妹呢，就能组织一个活的教会。
These brothers and sisters can then organize a living church.
为什么呢？因为生命是在他的里头。
Because life is in him.
当我们那个旧生命啊发作的时候，与人就难处。
When our old lives come out, then we have problems with other people.
但是我们与主发生关系的时候呢，基督的生命一出来呢，与人就和谐了。
But once we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, when his life comes out, then we'll be okay with other people.
我们来看彼得前书第二章第四节。
See, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4.
彼得前书第二章第四节，我们照着一起来练，这是很宝贝的一节圣经。
Let's read it together. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着基督奉献神悦纳的灵祭。这里讲到主就是活石。
Here it talks about Jesus Christ as the living stone.
教会呢是个灵宫。
And the church is the spiritual work.
啊，这个灵宫是由许多的活石所造成的。
And this spiritual work is composed of a lot of living stones.
那么这些的活石就是信徒。
And these living stones are the saints.
我们原来都是些死石头。
We used to be just dead stones.
所以很难安置。
So it's very hard to put us.
但是呢，我们来到主的面前，也就像活石。
But once we come before God, we become living stones.
啊，我们都晓得这个活石跟死的石头啊是很不相同的。
We know that there's a big difference between a living and a dead stone.
那个死的石头啊，它一定要按照它的大小才能放得进去。
A dead stone, you have to adjust according to its own size.
啊，因此少一分呢，它有个缝；多一分呢，就放不下。
So if there's a distortion in either way, you can't put it in.
但是活石就不同了。
But the living stone is different.
如果大了，它慢慢会缩小。
If it's too big, it gradually will shrink.
那如果太小了，它又会长大。
If it's too small, it will gradually grow.
所以这个怎么摆慢慢，它就能够成为一个一体的这样子一个性质。
So if you put them together, gradually they'll grow towards the same size.
你看我们教会里头有很多的钻石。
See, our church has a lot of diamonds.
啊，很好看了，就是一点都不能动的。
There's a lot of diamonds. They look very good, but they can't be moved.
因为很多的花岗石。
There's a lot of granite too.
啊，有很多的奇奇怪怪的这个石头。
And all kinds of different stones.
哎呀，你要把这样的石头啊放在教会正好看进去啊，很难很难。
And to fit them exactly into the church is hard.
所以这个教会的难处很多。
So this is where the difficulty all comes.
那我记得从前听个滕牧师讲个比喻啊，我觉得很大的帮助。
I once heard an example given by a pastor helped me a lot.
他说他这个个子很高啊。
Said he is a very tall person.
他抗战的时期啊，逃难到后方去。
When he was escaping when during the Second World War.
住在旅馆的里面。
He was living in a hotel.
他这个发现旅馆的床很短。
He found out that the bed was too short.
因此头在床上呢，脚就在床下。
He felt so if he could rest his head, his feet dangled down from bed.
这个脚在床上呢，头就在床下。
If he could rest his feet, then his head would dangle.
那怎么办呢？
Now what? How can he do?
还是有办法的。
He found a way.
那他这个人就弯起来睡就可以了。
So he curled himself up, try to sleep.
他如果我是个死人呢，一个棺材那样子就糟糕了。
But if I was a dead person, like those in a coffin, then I'll have troubles.
哦，少了一寸。
If the coffin was short by 1 inch,
这个买棺材对不起啊，通融一下了，下次不敢了。
The undertaker say, "Well, I'm sorry. Next time, I'll do better."
你委屈啊，在棺材里头缩进去吧。
Yeah, can you curl it up a little bit and squeeze it into the coffin?
这个死人说少一寸都不行。
The dead man would then say, "You can't. I can't. Half an inch, it's no good."
今天教会很多人有了毛病，就是少一寸都不行的。
Today's church, there's a lot of problems because people can't take a difference in an inch.
要么去按照我的方法做。
Either you do it my way.
你不按照我的方法做，我就不干。
If not, then I'm going to quit.
哦，他这好像很凶的不得了。
He was very fierce.
其实，在主的面前，死人一个。
Actually, in front of the Lord, he is as good as a dead man. 啊，
根本是少一寸也不行的，这怎么是活石呢？
Actually, if you can't even tolerate one inch difference, then this is not living.
常常这样的人都是有个性的，但是是个金刚石，不是活石。
Now, these people have their own separate characteristics, but they are like a dead stone.
神不要。
God don't want these.
教会是一个灵宫，属灵的宫殿，是由生命的石头所
盖成的。The church is a spiritual work built up by living stones.
所以我们看见一个人对于神的那个态度与他的生命有何等密切的关系。
So we see a person's attitude and his life has a close relationship.
这就是世界的人跟基督徒那种为人啊生命不同的最大分别。
That is the biggest difference between a Christian and a non-Christian.
那么我们接着要注意的第二个方向是什么呢？
The second direction we should emphasize.
我们要注意左右的关系。
We mustemphasize the horizontal relationship.
啊，这是一个人与神正常的关系以后必然有的流露。
This is something that comes out naturally as long as you have the right direct relationship with God.
我们与神的关系不过是要我们与人的关系处得好。
The relationship with God is so that we can have a better relationship with man.
所以如果一个人跟神的关系好像是很好，他跟人的关系不好了，跟神的关系还是没有通。
So if a man appears to have a good relationship with God, yet his relationship with fellow men is not good, then we doubt his first relationship with God.
我们啊，与人的关系要处得好，必须要从神那里支取力量。
To have a good relationship with fellow human beings, first we must receive strength from our Lord.
所以我们来看这里讲到，那我们各方靠他联络的合适，请看第四章。
So let's read Ephesians chapter 4,
第十六节
verse 16.
全身都靠他联络的合适。
From whom, from Christ, the whole body joined and knit together by every joint.
我们再看第二章第二十一节。
Let's read chapter 20, chapter 2, verse 21.
那二十节是讲到耶稣自己是房角石。
Verse 20 talks about the foundation rock, which is Christ.
二十一节，各房靠他联络的合适。
Verse 21, in whom the whole structure is joined together.
渐渐成为主的圣殿
and grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you also are built into for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
所以一个正常与神有关系的人
So a person who has a normal relationship with God
一定是靠他与弟兄姊妹有美好关系的人。
It's also a person who through Christ can have a good relationship with brothers and sisters.
啊，我们看见很多人虽然追求属灵啊，结果不是属灵人，是个古怪人。
A lot of people, they want to pursue being a spiritual man, they end up being a weird person.
这是一个有毛病的现象。
This is a problem-filled environment.
常常我们发现很伤心的是好像很多会讲道的会办事的这种毛病越大。
Sometimes we see that a lot of people who has the ability to work or preach has the biggest problems.
有一次一个人去参观一个精神病院。
One time a man went to take a tour of a sanatorium. Mental hospital, yeah.
他给这个院方的人带去上下参观的时候，忽然发现一个问题啊，他很稀奇。
So while he was taking a tour, he found something very special he wanted to find out.
他说这些精神病人都是又高又大。
He said all these mental patients, they are all big in stature.
就是看守的人是又瘦又小。
And yet the wardens are all small and skinny.
又是很少。
And they were few in number too.
所以他就问说，如果这些人联合起来打你们，不是把你打扁掉了？
But what if those patients all get together and fight with you? Won't you be then overcome?
你们怕不怕？
Aren't you scared?
那个是一点也不怕，他笑起来一点也不怕。
And he just smiled and said, "No, not at all."
为什么不怕？
Why?
那你放心好了，神经病人不会合作的。
Take it easy, because mental patients don't know how to cooperate.
你看他讲的是虽然高大不会合作。
So you see the
病人多得很。
Today a lot of mental patients in the church too.
所以这个魔鬼真的哈哈笑，放心好了，不会造反的。
So Satan is laughing and say, take it easy, they won't fight against us.
那这是今天魔鬼能够安稳的一个原因。
That's one of the reasons that Satan is being very stable today.
因此弟兄姊妹，我们彼此之间关系到底今天如何？
So today, what is our relationship with each other?
我盼望我们不是把这道理讲讲说说听听。
Let's hope that we don't just talk and listen.
到今天为止，你的教会里，你的查经班里，有什么弟兄与你的关系不和谐？
So today in your Bible study, in your church, is there any brother or sister who has a bad relationship with you?
有什么同工你跟他疙疙瘩瘩，不能够和解？
Any co-worker that you cannot work with?
这是你生命的一个关键。
That is a critical point in your life.
能不能够被主改变过来？
Can it be changed by the Lord?
不但是你的关系，神的荣耀与这个有大有关系。
Not only is you concerned with it, but God's glory is also related to it.
我们怎么样子能够靠着主左右的关系做得好呢？
How can we then through Christ have a good horizontal relationship?
这两方面我们需要注意的。
Two aspects we must take care of.
第十五节的上半句。
Verse 15, the first part.
唯用爱心说诚实话。
Rather, speaking the truth in love.
第十六节下面这句话。
And verse 16, the latter part.
那百节各按各职，照做个体的功用，彼此相助。
Every joint with which it is supplied when each part is working properly.
那让我们一方面要有真理上的交通。
We must first have fellowship in the truth.
那这里中文翻译叫用爱心说诚实话。
In Chinese, it's speaking the truth in love.
那这个诚实就表明说你有什么就说什么。
The truth means whatever is in your mind, you must speak it.
但实际上这里讲到是讲真理的话。
But here, it means speaking the truth as in the spiritual truth.
我们教会是真理的柱石和根基。
The church is the foundation of truth.
我们因此在这地方，无论怎么样子行事为人，都不可以离开真理。
So what, regardless what we do, we cannot depart from this truth.
我们常常有这样子的一个毛病。
We have this problem a lot of times.
总以为教会就是讲爱心。
We think that a church is nothing but talking about love.
当然，教会爱是一个最显著的特质。
Of course, love is the biggest characteristic
in the
church.
但是这一个爱心是在真理里面的爱心。
But this kind of love has to be built in truth.
我们不是像一个没有原则的人，什么连罪都包括在里头的爱心。
We cannot exclude our principles and even include sin in our love.
所以大家常常要在真理里头有交通。
So we must have fellowship in the truth all the time.
用这个来衡量我们的行为，我们的弟兄，我们的姊妹是不是合适。
And to use that to judge our attitude towards our brothers and sisters, is it appropriate?
好多时候来教会里面发生问题，说你这个人没有爱心，你这个牧师没有爱心。
A lot of times when problems come, we blame this and that, saying you don't have love.
他没有想到这样子的处理是由于真理必须要这样处理。
They don't understand that in order for the truth to come out, they must deal with it that way.
你看有一些人呢，这个乱搞这个男女关系。
See, there's some people who mess up the relationship between man and woman.
那么以至于到一个地步啊，他从家里面出走啊，来到别的地方。
And they even come to a point where they elope and come to a certain place.
好多人就没有原则的时候就安慰他，就或者是怎样子的来要收容他。
Some people without principles would try to then love them and try to take them in.
其实有的时候是应该责备他，让他回去。
Actually, a lot of times you should rebuke them and send them back.
让他与他的这个家人和好。
So that he can reconcile with his family.
不是一个没有原则的来包容他，让他永远在这个错误的里面。
It doesn't mean that you must accept them without any principle so that they can still remain in their mistakes.
另外呢，我们讲真理的时候也必须要顾到爱心。
But then on the other hand, when we talk about the truth, we must consider love too.
那这个我们晓得只有主能够给我们。
And only the Lord can give this to us.
因为我们头先就讲过，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Because we just talked that truth and grace is from Jesus Christ.
所以在这里是不是与人相处的时候就衡量到我们与基督那个关系是不是实现在我们的言行之中。
So the way you treat other people will determine howclose you are with Christ and your daily speaking.
那么我们也因为要爱心呢，我们就不会随随便便的说一些不造就人的话。
If you have love in your heart, then you will not just casually come out and say something that hurt other people.
常常教会里面有些弟兄姊妹也没有爱心，也不说真理。
Sometimes there are a lot of brothers and sisters who don't have the truth, neither do they have love.
所以这个教会里面好事不出门，坏事走千里。
So in a church, the bad things, the rumors all come out, and the good things all get concealed.
那常常是这个嘴巴乱讲所造成。
A lot of times it's because you speak indiscreetly.
那我们来看一处圣经在这个箴言二十六章。
Let's read Proverbs 26.
箴言二十六章第二十节
Verse 20 Proverbs 26 verse 20
火缺了柴就必熄灭无人传舌真经便止息好真经的人善获争端就如余火加炭火上加柴一样传舌人的言语如同美食深入人的心腹
For lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, quarreling ceases. As charcoal to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body.
我们人的天性啊，有这两方面的爱好。
We have this preference in our natural tendency.
一方面就是喜欢乱讲话。
On one aspect, we like to speak a lot.
还有一方面喜欢听小报告。
And then on the other hand, we like to listen to rumors.
有什么消息啊？
Did you hear about this?
那个人最近发生什么事啊？
What's happening with this person lately?
真是听进去好舒服的。
And once you hear it, you feel very good inside.
所以叫如同美食深入人心啊。
That's why it says the words of whisper are like delicious morsels.
所以你看，一面听一面说，一面听一面说，这就火上加油，整个的教会都烧起来。
So you listen some more, you speak some more, you listen some more, you rumor some more.And you just like adding oil to fire.
你知不知道有一次，我住在加州啊，从波士顿打了长途电话来。
You know, one time I was still living in California, and somebody called me from Boston.
听说某某传道人有什么件事情啊？你知不知道啊？
I hear that a certain preacher something happened to him. Did you know about it?
我说我知道，我也不讲。
As a, even though I know, I won't tell you.
你看这么长途的电话打来探听这个消息。
See, he called all the way from Boston just to try to find out.
那这一点我们知道不是一个人两个人的毛病。
We know that this is not just one or two persons' fault.
这个姊妹所以这么打长途电话，因为她有钱，不在乎。
This sister's got money, that's why he can call long distance like that.
很多人不打长途电话，因为舍不得钱。
A lot of people, they don't call like that because they can't afford it.
并不是他不喜欢。
Not because they don't like to.
那在教会里头，如果有这样的事，我们实在怎么能够盼望主的名得着荣耀？
If these things are happening in our church, how can we even hope that God's name can be glorified?
所以如果真有话要讲，不如对当事人问个清楚是最好。
If there's something you really want to No, then go find out from a direct source.
这是爱心的问题，这也是真理的问题。
This is a question of your love and also a question of truth.
这也是我们帮助人应该有的功效。
It's something that we should help other people.
所以讲到这里，我们每一个弟兄姊妹都要用我们的恩赐来彼此服侍。
So when we come to this point, we must use our own gifts to serve each other.
我们昨天讲到每一个人都有他的恩赐。
Yesterday we talked about everybody's got his own gift.
这些恩赐第一要用的就用在弟兄姊妹身上。
The first object of your use of your gift is your brothers and sisters.
所以你看见你身上有什么可以贡献出来帮助弟兄姊妹的。但愿我们现在就开始下手。
So if you can see what you can contribute and help other brothers and sisters, then do it now.
我们已经成家立业的弟兄姊妹
Those of you who have families.
应该把你家庭开放给那些没有家庭还在求学阶段的弟兄姊妹。
You should open up your home for the students.
我们钱多的弟兄姊妹应该看什么人真正有需要的，要帮助他。
Those of us who are rich, we should look at who is the needy and we should help them.
那我们年轻力壮弟兄姊妹应该教会有什么贡献，可以打扫打扫也来一来。
And young brothers and sisters should also look where they can serve in a certain work in the church.
来一个打扫队，来个清洁队，来个搬家队，来个交通大队，这都是很好的。
Maybe they can have a cleaning team or a moving team and things like that. They could help out.
那这整个的教会，你看互相之间就有来往，那成为一个大的家庭。
Then you will have communications with each other in the church, and it will become one big family.
我们在这样的一个追求的里面，就看见一个整体的见证摆在世人面前。
And in doing this, we'll have an overall witness before other people.
而我们的生命也借着这个慢慢的成长起来。
And our lives can be grown up.
你看旧约时代的圣殿建造也有同样的见证。
You see, in the Old Testament, when they start building the temple, they had similar testimonies.
那旧约时代的圣殿虽然在外表上讲起来不是古代一个最伟大的建筑，
Even though the temple in Old Testament was not one of the greatest architecture in the
但这个却是神的名的居所。
But this was a place where God's name dwelt.
这个是神在旧约时代唯一他的名的居所。
This was the only place that God dwelt in the Old Testament.
为什么这一个这么重要的地方不是全世界最漂亮最繁华最贵重的地方呢？
Why is such a temple not the most beautiful place in the world?
那这个不是神所讲究的。
This is not something that God wants.
那么到底圣殿有什么特点呢？
Then what are the special characteristics?
我们来看看这个列王记上。
Let's read First King.
列王记上第六章。
Chapter 6.First King chapter 6.
第七节。
Verse 7.
列王记上第六章第七节。
First King chapter 6 verse 7.
建殿是用山中琢成的石头，建殿的时候，锤子、斧子和别样铁器的声音都没有听见。
When the house was built, it was with stone prepared at the quarry, so that neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of ironwas heard in the temple while it was being built.
你看这个圣殿建造的石头是在老早暗中已经做好的。
You see, those stones which were going to be built into this temple was being built long before.
并且也造好的时候放到那个建造的地方完全是合适的。
And after they were completed, they fitted right into the temple.
因此在盖的时候呢，一点声音都没有。
So that when they started building it, there wasn't a lot of noise.
这不是那个生命建造圣殿一个最好的象征吗？
Isn't this the best indication of the living construction of a temple?
我们都是活石。
We are all living stones.
这个活石是哪里造成的呢？
Where are these living stones made?
是在山中，是在神的面前暗中所造成的。
It is in the hills, it is before God.
以至于来到人的面前的时候，我们就与人之间关系就和谐。
So that when you come before man, your relationship with man is good.
所以看这个旧约的圣殿，这个最大的特点就是在安静之中造成。
So the biggest characteristic of the temple was that it was built in quietness.
这是任何世界伟大的建筑所没有的现象。
These are all lacking in the other worldly architectures.
都是有很大的声音。
They were built with loud noises.
生命的建造是没有声音的。
The construction of a life is silent.
你有没有看见你长了一寸的骨头咕噜一声响？
Do you hear your bone crack when it grows?
不声不响的就长大了。
You gradually grow up in silence.
教会的成长也是在安静之中成长。
So is the church.
但是今天教会啊，两个石头嘣嘣响，三个石头哗哗响，不得了，那真是吵死人了。
Today, two stones if they knock together and make some noise, and three stones and vice versa.
因为我们没有懂得建造的方法。
Because we have not understood how to build it.
求主让我们按照山上的样式。
May God let us learn this building method.
那我们现在讲第四讲。
Now we're going to start on the fourth topic.
讲教会建造的方式。
It's the way a church should be built.
我们好多人都有不同的观念对待这个问题。
People have all different kinds of viewpoints.
到底教会应不应该有形的组织？
should a church have a visible organization?
既然教会是一个灵工，是一个身体。
Since the church is a body, it is a spiritual work.
那么这个组织是有形的，就是世界的样式。
Yet an organization has a form, it is like the world.
那这样子是不是我们与神的真理相违背呢？
Are we then in contrast with God's truth?
所以有一些人就反对有形的组织。
So some people, they are against a visible form of organization.
因此也不要有什么会章，也不要有什么人为的这个选举。
Therefore, they don't want any elections. They don't want any rules and regulations.
我们说要按照圣灵的带领。
We say we must go according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
谁做同工呢？
Who should be the co-worker?
有圣灵感动的就来同工。
Let's whoever is moved by the Spirit, they can do it.
没有圣灵的感动就不同工。
If there's no moving inside, then don't do it.
因为你没有圣灵感动，做起来也等于零啊。
Because if you don't have the movement in your heart, then whatever you do is just not.
这个道理虽然是很熟灵，
even though this principle is very spiritual.
那但是我们知道并不是合乎圣经的。
But we know that it's not according to the Bible.
我们都知道在教会里面也讲到这个组织的事情。
We all know that there are organization matters discussed.
无论是旧约和新约都是如此。
Regardless of if it's Old or New Testament.
那这样子的组织是我们在地上还有肉身这个世界还有混乱的时候所必须要的。
This kind of organization is needed in this confused and chaotic world.
因为今天这个世界是个混乱的世界。
Because the world today is a chaotic one.
有真也有假。
There's real and there's fake.
我们今天这个世界是个不完美的世界。
We are in an imperfect world.
我们人是有许多不充实、不完全的地方。
We have a lot of imperfections in us.
那在这个地方，所以神要用一些有形的那个方法，要让我们都保守起来。
So、God must give us an outline, a form, so that He can keep us.
也让我们都说勉励怎么样走在正常的道路上。
So、we can have the encouragement how to walk this path.
这个有形的组织
，this form，
那是按照每一个时代每一个地方不同的背景人所思想出来的。
It must be according to the different background, different place started by man.
这没有什么叫做绝对的一种组织方式。
There is no absolute way of organization.
这是我们可以从圣经里头所看见。
We can see this in the Bible.
那我们来看看旧约时候以色列人出埃及这个组织的开始。
Let's look at when the Israelites first left Egypt.
在出埃及记第十八章。
In Exodus chapter 18.
出埃及记第十八章十三节。
Verse 13.
请大家看我一个人念。第二天摩西坐座审判百姓，百姓从早到晚都站立在摩西的左右。摩西的岳父看见他向百姓所做的一切事，就说你向百姓做的是什么事呢？你为什么独自坐坐，众百姓从早到晚都站在你的左右呢？摩西对岳父说，这是因百姓到我这里来求问神，他们有事的时候就到我这里来，我便在两召之间施行审判，我又叫他们知道神的律例和法度。摩西的岳父说，你做得不好，你和这些百姓必都疲惫，因为这事太重，你独自一人办理不了。现在你要听我的话，我为你出个主意，愿神与你同在。你要替百姓到神面前将案件奏告神，又要将律例和法度教训他们，指示他们当行的道，当做的事，并要从百姓中拣选有才能的人，就是敬畏神、诚实无妄、恨不义之财的人，派他们做千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长、十夫长，管理百姓，叫他们随时判断百姓，大事要呈到你这里，小事他们自己可以审判，这样你就轻省些，他们也可以同当此任。你若这样行，神也这样吩咐你，你就能受得住，这百姓也都平平安安地回到他们的住处。于是摩西听从他岳父的话，按照他所说的去行。这是以色列人有组织的开始。
This is the first beginning of the Israelites.
他们出埃及以后 是没有组织的。
When they first left Egypt, they had no organization.
好像都是随着云柱火柱而往前行。
So they just advanced according to the pillar of fire or the smoke.
这似乎是已经够了吗？
Was that enough?
我们看见慢慢有的时候啊，实际上生活却发生困难。
But then in real life, they had some problems.
摩西还是在地上。
Moses is still on earth.
他还是受了人的限制。
He's still limited by man.
他还是一个人，他只一天二十四小时。
He is still a human being. He only has 24 hours a day.
那他不能够一个人把所有的工作都担当得住。
He cannot take on everything on himself.
但是呢，实际上好像只有他能够担当得住。
It seemed like he was the only one capable.
所以他从早忙到晚。
So he was busy from the morning to night.
他也累，百姓也累。
He was tired, and so was his people.
那在这时候，他的岳父是一个外邦人。
At that time, his father-in-law was a Gentile.
那但是是敬虔的人。
It was a person who fears God.
所以他就凭他人生的经验，介绍一个方法，能够减轻他的担子，也减轻百姓的劳苦。
So according to his understanding, he tried to think out a way to lessen the burden.
建议他有一个组织来分担他的重担。
So he can have an organization to help out.
那这里就有五十夫长、百夫长、千夫长这样的出现。
So these people are rulers of thousands, hundreds, of fifties, of tens came out.
这个摩西听见这个话，以为美。
So Moses, after hearing this, thought it was good.
他的心里面也觉得没有神的拦阻。
In his heart, he thought, well, God did not stop this.
所以他就按照他岳父所建议的那个树林美德的人把他选出来啊，来分担他的工作。
So he did according to what his father-in-law recommended.
那这一个安排对于以后摩西以色列人带来极大的帮助。
This helped greatly the Israelites and Moses.
以至于摩西能够好几次四十昼夜到耶和华的山领受神的训诲。
So it would enable Moses to go up to the mountain to confront with God 40 days and nights.
能够有更深的启示来带领以色列人。
So that he can have more revelations to lead the Israelites.
这就是看见这个组织这个功效是多么的重要。
So he sees the function of an organization is important.
那么这样子一个方法，你看见显然不是神直接启示来的。
And this kind of method evidently was not revealed directly from God.
乃是人凭他的智慧，因时因地制宜而想出来的。
Started from man with his own intelligence, because judging by the location and the times they started.
那我们再看新约时代的教会也是如此。
Look at the New Testament church. It was the same way.
使徒行传第六章第一节到第七节。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, verse 1 to 7.
那时门徒增多，有说希尼尼话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二个使徒来叫众门徒对他们说，我们撇下神的道，管理饭食原是不相宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。大家都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人。又拣选腓力、波罗哥罗、尼加拉、提门、巴米拉，并进犹太教的安提阿人尼格拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上，神的道兴旺起来。在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。这里所发生的事似乎跟犹太人出埃及的时候所发生的相似。
This seems to be the same kind of incident as in Exodus.
那门徒增多了。
The disciples increased.
没有组织，以至于发生很多的困难。
Because of lack of organization, problems came up.
门徒照应不了。
Then the apostles cannot take care of all of us.
十二个人也照应不了这么多人吃饭的事。
12 apostles cannot take care of the dining things of all these people.
他们也累得要命,
so they were tired and the other people were dissatisfied.
那在这时候, 彼得忽然之间想出了一个办法,
all of a sudden, Peter thought of a way.
就是来一个组织, 来分担这件事情。
That was to start an organization to take the burden.
让我们注意, 这也是人想出来的。 这不是直接圣灵启示出来。
Please note, this also came out of human being. It wasn't revealed by the Holy Spirit.
那么这个组织, 有了以后, 有什么样子一个果效呢?
And what was the effect?
那对于使徒讲起来, 他们可以专心祈祷传道为事。
To the apostles, they can then devote their time to prayer and preaching.
那使他们在灵性上, 在弟兄姊妹属灵的供应上, 不至于越来越枯干。
So that they can... They will not dry out in their supply spiritually to the brothers and sisters.
另外一方面, 那个危机, 那个困难就解决了。
On the other hand, the crisis, the difficulty was solved.
那因此, 内部平安, 道理蛮有能力, 以至于神的道兴旺起来。
Therefore, they were peaceful inside the organization and outside their word spread.
那门徒增加很多, 连祭司也有信主的。
And the disciples increased, even some priests
were
obedient.
这个组织使 这个工作所长进带来必然有的要求。
So an organization is an absolute necessity in order for us to grow.
那么当这个工作有了组织之后, 能够因着组织带上一个更广泛的一个范围。
Once this work has an organization, then it can be taken to a bigger horizon.
所以我们常看见有些地方说有圣灵感动就来做工。
So some places say, if the Spirit moves, you come and work.
有时候啊, 大家都有感动。
Sometimes all of us have this movement.
有的时候大家都没有感动。
Sometimes all of us don't feel the moving.
啊, 都没有感动就不做工了。
And if we don't feel it, we won't work.
实际上我们晓得, 好多时候我们这个属灵的感觉啊, 是不大敏锐的。
Sometimes we all know that our spiritual understanding or feeling is not reliable.
还有一个困难是什么呢?
What is another difficulty?
那么一个不信主的人说我也有感动。
If a person who doesn't believe says, I have the moving.
你怎么说你的感动是对的,
How can you say, well, your moving is right, his is wrong?
所以在这里就教会容易给魔鬼利用。
And this is where the Satan can use in the church.
我们知道连神做工, 他也是有规矩的。
We know that God has a way of doing things.
你看他一天24小时就是24小时。
See, the day has 24 hours, that's it.
没有说一天太累了, 太频繁了, 所以今天23小时, 明天25小时。
He didn't say, well, I'm too tired today, so today we just have 23 hours, tomorrow we'll add one more to it.
所以组织并不是最重要的事。
So an organization is not the most important thing.
但是是一个属灵的工作可以利用发展的一个工具。
But it is an instrument that the spiritual work can use and develop.
所以我们, 必须要在这一方面, 弟兄姊妹共同探讨, 为了要教会的益处。
So it is this aspect that we must all try to dig into.
到底应不应该有会友的制度?
What kind of organization should we have?
到底, 这个会友的这个制度要怎么样子来设立?
What kind of congregational rule should we establish?
我们教会的这个, 行政的这个结构是怎样?
How should we administer?
我们这个执事是怎么样子把它兴起来?
How should we elect our deacons?
这一些, 都是, 可以根据圣经给我们的原则, 因时因地制宜把它制造出来。
We can do it according to the principle in the Bible and then build something up.
那这一些呢, 可以随时的修改, 只要能够把神的福音真道传得广泛。
And all these can be modified as God's word is spread.
这个就防止我们靠组织胜过靠神的感动或是神的大能。
We can then avoid relying too much on organization and not on God's power.
今天时间到我们, 今天晚上继续的讲。
We'll continue this topic tonight.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
主我们感谢你, 我们赞美你, 你给我们 圣经上这么宝贝的真理, 让我们不但得救, 也要万事互相效力, 叫爱你的人得益处。